তোমার ইচ্ছায় the devotees who want to progress in bhakti beginning, especially those who are in family life. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and the title given to this song is Kai, that means bodily surrender, or Deha and Dehik means my body which has so many limbs, organs, and also all the things which are related to my body. So one by one he is offering, and in his heart he is establishing connection with the Lord, confirming that, oh Krishna, I know I am your servant, I should give up all these things, I am not meant to live in this world eternally, but because of my karma I am entangled here. I have understood by the grace of pure devotees your pure message, O Mahaprabhu, but yet because I have not attained so much purity, so all these things which I have, my wife, my children, my home, myself, my clothes, my dog, my cows, my house, everything is yours. Amar bolite do, whatever I say, mine is actually yours, and it has no other meaning in my life.
From today, you should have a whole life to promise like this, if you want to be really devoted. That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling. He is our Diksha Guru, more than Diksha Guru. Go on.
You are my father, you are my brother, you are my friend, you are my everyone. And keeping this relationship in mind, I have relationship with others. Otherwise, I don't have any independent relationship with anyone else in this world. You are my friend, you are my wife, you are my boy, you are my daughter, you are everything to me. And all these relationships which I have in this world, meaning my wife, my children, they are your servants. They are not my property. I have been engaged and given opportunity to bring them to your service. That's what I am trying.
Also, any disciple is not property of Gurudev. All disciples are property of Krishna, Mahaprabhu. But now they are thinking, we are thinking, and that is why he is going to hurt. So we should not think like that.
And then in the next line he is saying, at least I have understood it theoretically and now I am practicing it. He is saying, Sei to sambandh sabhe amara payas. I am endeavoring, I am practicing that this is how I should train myself. This is how I should train all the members, that they should serve you and they should understand that actually they are your servants. House, all the other relationships in the society, and wife and all other things which are related, they are yours. So when I am here, then I have to look after these things. These things does need some attention, some care. So I'm simply a servant, a guard, a servant who is taking care of these things, protecting for your service, not for any other purpose. And what to say of for my enjoyment. And only for your purpose. Just to fulfill this purpose, I also have to earn some money, so I do that. But I'm very clear that not even one part or one cent of this money is meant for my enjoyment. I should use this money completely in this service so that they can all gradually endeavor and practice devotional service. And I also need to spend some money, and that is also in perfect harmony that is being used for your service, to gradually come close to you.
If wife is not in Krishna consciousness, then what to do is good? We should support her or not? If father is not in that line, no relation. Is a husband not chanting, remembering that, and he is thinking that I am not servant of eternal servant of Krishna, then no relation. So all our relation will depend this, that he is eternal servant of Krishna. And he is doing like that, then I should serve him totally. Otherwise, we can give up our Guru like Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj gave up his Gurudev. Shukracharya, you know. All the gopis have left their husbands. You know, Bharat Maharaj, he left his mother quickly in a moment. when he knew that he is against Ram at all. You know, Vibhishan, he left his brother, Raman. He was going to making a plan to quarrel with Ram. He left at once. So we see that all there have. So our all relations should be centralized on this service of Krishna Valley. If anyone, a person was very friend to me, I was saying that he has been initiated from Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada. So I was very friendly terms to him. But when he came to me, he was renounced also. But quickly when he gave up all these things, no relation, no chanting, became like Mayabadi, he came to me in friendly terms. But I told that our friendship was only based on Krishna consciousness. So now if you are not falling, no friendship at all. For a moment I have no relationship with you. So our relationship is that if you want to develop your Krishna consciousness. He says, O Mahaprabhu, I am very low. I do not understand what is better for me. I am hearing, but yet because of my fallen condition, I am unable to understand. How shall I ascertain what is favorable for me, what is not favorable for me? But yet, I surrender everything on you, that you please take care of myself. And I am just a protector, a servant. He's reminding again and again himself about his eternal position. And he says, thus, all these senses which are engaged in this worldly activity, may please you take care of them. You take the reins of these senses. You are the controller. I am just like a puppet. So, give me that strength that these senses may not indulge in any other activity which is against the bhakti and for your pleasure, as Srila Gurudev has explained. Strictly, if any relationship is coming against, we have to give it up because Krishna has ordered. This is Srinagati and we must follow, then only we can practice. Then, I shall not do anything for my sense pleasure and everything I should dedicate for your service. Why? Because I understand, your pleasure is the essence of all the pleasures for me. I know I can only be happy if I am able to please you. And we also heard in Bhagavatam other day, Jayatma Samprasiddhati. Happiness can only be derived if we are able to please Krishna. In this world also we see, if I make happy others, those who are very close to me, then only I feel happy. But because these relationships are self-centered and within trust, we don't get satisfaction. But real satisfaction will come, like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, if we are trying to please Srimad Mahaprabhu, if we are trying to please Nityananda Prabhu, if we are trying to please Krishna, Srimati Radhika, then by their pleasure, automatically, we will feel happiness. And that's the essence of this one. You know Ravan? He was worshipper of Lord Shiva. And he gave his head in first sacrifice. And she became so happy and he gave him ten heads. Always she was very pleased with Raman, but when Raman stolen away Sita and he became opposite to Ram, in opposition, and then what became? At once Shankar Mahadev, he left Ravan and he was killed. In battle he never supported Ravan. You know Kans, Bhasmasu, or so many worshipping Shankar. And Shankar can't give anything, even Krishna praying. And they were worshipping. But they became offender of Krishna or Ram. Then Shankar, at once he left and they were killed. So our whole, if you want to be a good devotee, our relation should be on that. Our honor to Vaishnava and Guru Bhai will depend how much he has faith in Gurudev and Vaishnava and how his
so much advanced devotee.
Not like that he is my god brother, if he is doing offensing and not. Even he is my god brother and he is superior to all. Never. Anyone in our family, Gaur family, chanting and remembering. However, it may be that he may be our Nityananda family, Janava family, Shamananda family, Narottam family, anyone. But we should honor according to their qualification. And centralizing their relation to Krishna. If you want to. Anyone for his bosom friend, bosom of bosom, but if is not in Krishna consciousness, you have nothing to do. If you have friendship, then what will be? You will be degraded. You should, first it has been told in Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he has told in this song, you should try to follow who are like Vihastha Bhakta. It is very helpful. All doubts will go away. Nothing to think anything. It's a thought.
Thank you.
shall be yours.
Is the essence of all sweetness and the original Lord of all sweetness, and therefore everything about him is automatically sweet. That is, his lips are sweet, his face is sweet, his eyes are sweet, his smile is sweet, his heart is sweet, his walking is sweet, his voice is sweet, his character is sweet, his dress is sweet, his speech is sweet, his movements are sweet, his wandering is sweet. Everything about him is sweet because he's the essence of all sweetness. Then he goes on, his flute is sweet, his foot dust is sweet, his hands are sweet, his feet are sweet, his dancing is sweet, and his friendship is sweet. His singing is sweet, his drinking is sweet, his eating is sweet, his sleeping is sweet, and his beauty is sweet.
How is his sleeping is sweet?
Because he dreams about Srimati
Radhika. Yes. You are so inspired. Other things? Explain.
His deeds are sweet, his acts of deliverance, that is, his liberating his devotees and demons are sweet. His love sports are sweet, his yawning is sweet, and even his chastisements are sweet. His garland of Gunja is sweet, his garland is sweet, his Jamuna river is sweet, her waves and her water and her lotuses are all sweet. The gopis are sweet, Krishna's all pastimes are sweet, his paraphernalia and ornaments are sweet, his food is sweet, his delight is sweet, and his embrace is sweet. So everything about him is all sweet because he is the embodiment of sweetness. His cows are sweet, his coward boys are sweet, his staff is sweet, his creation is sweet.
His mother is sweet, and his all sakhis are sweet, all friends are sweet.
And his defeating of demons is also sweet. Everything is sweet about him because he's the essence of all sweetness.
If you want to be free, what should you do? You should search that tree. A whole life you will be free. Gaur Pranam.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Again, you should come along me. We should go to Mathura. 6 temple days are now Mathura, invited by Akrur, so Akrur. And there, Kans wanted to kill him. He had made an arena. But Krishna when came, by hearing the drum sound, with so many boys, and he wanted to enter in the arena, but Kuballya appeal wanted to kill him. Quickly he finished and entered the arena, took the dust off that elephant, some drops off. Of very beautiful looking, like two baby lions. No fear at all. No fear. They entered in the arena where Charul Mustik and others. And at one finished Charul Mustik and jump off the. He wanted to jump. And when he was going to finish Charul Mustik, then Nand Baba was there, but Dev was there, Devi was brought there, Ugrasen Maharaj, from there he was brought there. All that, caring so much. Now Krishna is with him, because he is the baby form. And Baldev is also like baby, and they will finish here. And they took Krishna and Baldev Prabhu forcibly down in Mustik. and wanted to wrestle with them. At that time, the wives of Yadavas of Mathura, they stood up and they were telling that here Kali has come and Adharma has come. Has come. We shouldn't be here. And if we are here, then we are admitting these things. We shouldn't admit. Otherwise, sin will come also to us. So we should give up all this. Oh, gopis are so fortunate. We are unfortunate. Krishna really is so beautiful in whole world. Essence of all the beauty, all the madhurya, sweetness in Krishna. But we are unfortunate. We are seeing Krishna and Balde here. But he is now going to wrestle with these demons. He is some angry, pushing them and bite like this. In deer rush. Like a lion in cage. But oh, Sri Krishna is in Vrindavan. Kuti just how fortunate. Punyabhata prajabhuo yadang nalinga bhura puran puruso banachitra malya gapalayan sabala so kalyan shrein dikri anche dikriti ramashtan. Hello, this book, Samiji, Sam Prayojan? No, you are not. Achha, no. Punyabhata prajabhuo. In this world, Braj Bhumi is certainly higher than any place and so glorious. Why? Because Krishna is here. Vrindavan. And especially, not only due to Krishna, due to gopis, not only due to gopis. Among them, Srimati Radhika is there. She is the essence of everything. She is the essence of Krishna, Madhurya, everything, beauty and everything. Krishna, Srimati Radhika is the essence of all. So, in whole three worlds, Prajabhumi is what? Superior. Topmost. Where? Nirlinga Gurha Purana Purusho Banachitra Malya. In a hidden way, secretly, O Purana Purush, Supreme Partiality of Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigrahana Virada Bhuvana. She is moving here and there, walking and playing with boys like friends. With Braja ladies like son, mother, this relation everywhere. Gapalayan, always is nursing and supporting. Cows. Ga means so many meanings. All senses. That is why he is a Rishikesh. He is called Rishikesh. And cows, Vedas, religious, knowledge, all kinds of. So Krishna is always supporting nothing, all. Sahabala, Vithabala Dev Prabhu. Karvainsya Venu, Lingam Sri Venu. And by this, by Sri Venu, affecting whole world. And Bikri Anchati, always playing in Vrindavan, Gokul, Nandagaon, Varshana. Namami Swaram Sachidananda Lata Sundara Gokule Bhajama. Oh, Namami Swaram
Not like God, like 400 Krishna, like Dwarka and Mathura. Girita, yes, Shankar, Brahma, Rama, Lakshmi himself wants to touch the lotus feet of Krishna, but he has no chance. See the other side of Yamuna in Belvan. Lakshmi even. He was charmed with Krishna and he left his husband Narayan in Vaikuntha and she came. We agreed that I must be in Vrindavan, playing in and dancing and singing in. But she was just stopped by Yogamaya. Oh, you cannot come. First you will have to be gopi. And then married with any go, and then you can come. Otherwise, no. Oh, this is very big problem. I cannot change my husband. I am Brahmani. Then you should be here. No entrance at all. So, even they want to worship, but they have no chance. Shankar wanted to worship that Krishna. She was pretty somewhat. She came on the border of Vrindavan. And he was worshipping Yogamaya. Yogamaya came. What he wants? Then, oh mother, Yogamaya, I want to see Vrindavan dance of Krishna Raj. Oh, have you done anything for this? No, I have not done anything. Then quickly he took her. That Shankar and he drowned in Brahmakunda there. And then he came, when he came out, he became a very beautiful gopi, teeny age of 16 years. And then he told that you should be here and see. And when Rat was going, today no interest so much, no Buddha. Krishna told Gopi Vaishnavi, why there is some defect? Any Vijatiya prasna has come. Vijatiya? Outsider has come. Then began to search. At last they saw that in a group, in a grove, or any new Gopi was there. And they caught hold of that. Who are you? What is your name? But Yogamaya never gave him any. What is the name of your husband? Oh, she was not married with any group. Who is your father? Yogamaya has not given all these things. He cannot give any answer of any question. And then all gopis began to. And his cheek was so. And he began to, oh, Yogamaya said me so. Then at once Yogamaya came and requested Krishna and Gopi. Oh, he is like this Shaifu. Please be merciful. Then he became Gopishwar Mahadev. Then from very far away he saw Virat, otherwise. So Krishna is so higher. So your Gurudev has given relation to that Krishna, Gopijana Vallabha. You are so fortunate. Only this is the way, by chanting this Gopal mantra and Kam Gayatri, having the relation with Krishna, you can be Gopi and then you can go to Braj, otherwise no way.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told to Raya Ramananda, Sarup Damodar, also to all, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, all teachers, he has told like this. You are so fortunate to come in this life. So don't be rich, never rich. Many, so many problems will come. But be like Himalaya, Everest, like all, not to his go and there. Always have Krishna. They are all, also glorifying. Gupta tapaskim acharan jada musmarupa. Lavanya sar asamodhananya siddham. Vrijbhi pivantam salabhinavam durapa. Ekanta dhama jasasa siya yaisvaryasya. Oh, what gopis are so fast. What they have done in past life. What sacrifices. What tapa. Actually is there. If we will know, they are telling themselves that we must do that. Do you know what the gopis had done in past that they have become the gopis? Oh, nothing. They are kaya-diva of Radhika. But the manifestation of Radhika. Not any siddha. And some of us there, thousands of births, less and less births. Gopal mantra and this Kam Gayatri mantra by this in Jandakaranda here and there. Last birth and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here and he told that in a one birth you can do, be like that. You will have not to do so much practice of less and less birth. That is why he sent Rupa Raghunath, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and others to Swamiji. That if you want to be like that, or you will have not to do so much austerities like they did in Dandakaranya here and there. And one, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw in a glance and they became like, oh, Krishna, 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 Radhe, Radhe, he became. So you are so fortunate. But be fortunate. Be fortunate. Try to be. So they are telling you, certainly Gopinath, glorious in whole world, that they are tasting the honey of beauty, lavanya. It may be money, anyone's blood, no heart, but there is lavanya.
Moisture coming from within.
Like? Through our spouse. This is beauty. Krishna was blackish. What was the lavanya sar? This is coming from inside. That in India we tell like pani, mukh par pani hai. Mukh par pani means lavanya. Ananya siddham, no use of ornament or garment. Beautiful. Nothing. If a spot of ink will be here and there. Oh, very beautiful, more beautiful. If dust of cow's feet is covered, oh, that powder, very more beautiful one. If Krishna is naked, oh, more beautiful. In any way. So, that means, always drinking the sweetness that nectar of all these things. Durapa neka ekanta dhamma jasasa siya. Krishna is the abode of all yasa. Glory. Fame, glory. Siya of beauty. Aishwaryasa, all kinds of opulence, sweetness, mercy, everything Krishna. So you should try to know that your Mara wo bhajaniya hai, what's a purple deity, is not a very sadhar, ordinary person, no. They are telling that, oh, Gopi Raj, most what's a purple of us, that
taking all the beauty like honey. But here what we are? Krishna is surrounded by so many enemies. And here she is from her angry mood, wrestling with others. We are not fortunate to see Krishna like gopis. Gopis are so glorious that always their mind and son is the chariot of Krishna. How that ending? Jadohane mahanane matano palepa prankhan khanar bhirudito kshanamajjanado gayanti chainam manurakta dhiyo yatru kantho dhanna brajasya urokrama chitta jana. How gopi? You should try to follow them. Jadohane, when they are made with cows, what is that? Govinda Dhamo Brahma Yogi Ki Govinda Dhamo Brahma Yogi Ki. Vahanane with musal and vocal. What? They are doing like this. Clearing rice, wheat, any grain. And they are doing with tal. As if when it goes down like mridanga, and that this breathless like karthal, very sweet, and they are singing very sweet. Govinda Dhamo Dhamma Dhamma Govinda Dhamo Dhamma Milk, three bands made like dadhi, chola, and in big vessels, and they are first churning. Govinda Dhamo Dhamma Dhamma nothing problem. Only remembering the pastimes of Krishna. And always doing this. Mathano palepa. They are absorbed in singing. Even Krishna comes, but they don't remember. Don't see Krishna. And then Krishna says, oh maya, maya, maya. What? Oh, tu ka kar rahi? What you are doing? Tears coming out of love and affection. And all the hairs standing, heart melting. All are doing like this. Mathano, palepa, upalepan, they are priming their houses. By hands. Hands is working, but mind is also working. What doing? And then Govinda Dhamo Dhamma Yogi Ki. There are some choirs. Oh, they are leaping. Mother, mother. And they took at once, and they were doing like what? Patting them. Govinda Dhamo Dhamma Yogi Ki. 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 Not telling that you should sleep, you should sleep. You should sleep. Not like that. Not telling any story. Okay. Only doing that. And hearing this in a very good tone, the boys used to, children used to sing. And that's getting again turning. Govindarama. The heart was partly absorbed in Krishna Chintan, remembering. Anurakta Jiyo Ashu Kantha, Ashu, continue by. And Kantha, because it's so quiet. Dhanya Prajalitya. They are telling, oh, glorious things. Gopis, all Brajabala, all gopis are so glorious. Dhanya means fortunate. We are not fortunate. We are not seeing Krishna in this way. We cannot do here. Urukrama chitta jana. Urukrama, that Krishna. Always sitting